thanks so much for being on with us today. What does last year's win do for your confidence in the back of your mind in terms of are you comfortable, more comfortable in these restrictor plate races now?
Well, I seem to have been more successful at the super speedway races, whether it's at Daytona or Talladega. That's always been places that I've run well at, and I enjoy doing that, and I tend to be able to get with the right guys. You know, when you go to the speedway races, there's always a group of about, I don't know, six or eight guys that always run well at those, and all those guys always want to get together and seem and help each other. So, I enjoy getting to do the super speedway races.
Because of that, do you think you've earned the respect of the fellow drivers and they'll maybe want to draft with you more now?
Well, I mean, really, since, I don't know about my rookie year, but I've always run well at those races, and all the guys that run good at those, you remember. I mean, I know in my head already the guys that will run well there, and the guys that you've drafted with, and you have some history with. I mean, your teammates are always guys that you want to help, but there's always a group of three or four guys that your car works better with, and that you've drafted with over the years that you always seem to work together.
Thank you. Best of luck this weekend.
Uh huh.
Next, we will hear from Claire Lang with XM Satellite Radio.
Thank you, Jamie. Obviously, last weekend was so rough. I remember interviewing you down after it happened, and it just couldn't have been worse. But since then, I've had a lot of calls and people wanting to talk and ask about it. Since you've thought about what happened, can you explain it any further or talk a little bit about it?
Well, they needed to, certainly all the spotters need to be on the same stand. And I've done a little bit of research, and I've found out that at Loudoun, they have some of the spotters are above the tower, and then there's some spotters that are at a lower level, maybe 100 yards away. And, when a driver is going to pit, that spotter will wave his hand, and if you see that you're around that car, or either way, your spotter will say, hey, the 20 car's pitting, or the 88, whoever it is. And so if you're around him, and my spotter wasn't on the same stand as Dale Jr.'s was. And Dale Jr. actually called me after the race, and, we talked about it a little bit, and I asked him, I was like, I never saw you wave your hand out the window. And he's like, well, I didn't. He said, I was busy in my car. So, I mean, there was a lot of things that led up to that. The fact that you if your car's works on the apron, you run on the apron at Loudoun. I mean, I would like to see him certainly put all the spotters in the same group. I can't believe that at this point in NASCAR that everyone's not together. And at the same time, maybe they need to use the access road that they already have at Loudoun, because you do race on the apron there and getting onto pit road. I mean, I'm sure that's happened before. But I mean, it was just unfortunate for, both, me and Junior.
How much have you thought about it afterwards? And also, is there anything about racing on the apron? Because people talk about that too.
Well, I mean, the apron just has a lot of grip. I've been there before where I've seen guys on the apron and my car didn't work down there. And then there's, this weekend, that's just where my car had the most grip, and that's where I had to run at to get good bite up off the corner. So, you move around. That's one cool part about our sport, that you don't have to run the same groove as everybody else. You can move around, and that's always been the case at Loudoun.
Hey, thank you. Good luck this weekend.
Thanks.
And we will now hear from Mark Zneider with Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, Jamie, during the 500, a lot of the drivers they conserved their tires until the track cooled in the later stages of the race, and there was a lot of talk about the track itself being worn out. What about this coming race? Do you expect things to be very different?
Well, I think what a lot of guys were concerned with at Daytona is that with the car tomorrow, it was a little harder to see around it, and you couldn't really see through the back window of the guy in front of you. So I think most of the guys felt that we were going to have a huge wreck early on, and so everyone kind of was patient. And I know for us, we rode around in the back intentionally, just not hoping that there was a wreck, but if there was one, hoping that you wouldn't be involved in it. So, but we've run this car so much now, and with it, the race starting at night certainly should be a little bit cooler. I don't know what to expect. Everyone's got their cars to where they drive better. And at Talladega, the cars, they bump draft better than the old cars did. So, Be curious to see, you know, kind of how that all works out. But I think that you'll see a pack of cars on new tires, and as the tires wear out, you know, you'll see it string out just a little bit, just because the track is worn out and it's hard to get a hold of. But that's a good thing. I mean, it's great when the tracks are worn out and bumpy, because you have to work on your car and make it handle.
You actually think that that's a good thing?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, every time they repave a racetrack, maybe Bristol. But I don't know that they've repaved a racetrack ever, and the drivers thought that it was better racing.
Okay. Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
We'll now hear from Jill Irwin with Richmond Times-Dispatch.
Hi, Jamie.
Hi.
You've had some ups and downs, and obviously the last couple of weeks you said you felt like you've had some great cars and haven't had the finishes you've wanted. How do you kind of balance that? What do you have to do to kind of break out of that streak and get going back where you feel like your team is capable of running?
Well, I mean, certainly at Michigan, if the caution flag doesn't come out, you know, I'm a racing junior for the win there. Sonoma, you know, running second. If the caution doesn't come out and Harvick doesn't, you know, overdrive the corner and run into the back of us, you're going to run well there. We ran well this weekend. I mean, just cars have been really good. Our pits, I mean, the whole team has really done their job, and almost all the things that are in our control we've done correctly, and just have not had, you know, we don't really need good luck. We just don't really need the bad luck right now. But the hardest part of this deal is to get your cars fast and, you know, to put yourself in the position at the end of a race where you have a chance to win, and we've been able to do that like two of the last 3 weeks. So, you know, I'm not down at all. I mean, if anything, probably more upbeat now than ever, because we've went to a lot of different type racetracks, whether it's a 2 mile Michigan or Sonoma or Loudon, and we've had cars that were really fast. So, I mean, really things are good right now. We just haven't been able to get the finish out of it.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
And now we will hear from Jim Pedley with Kansas City Star.
Jamie, did you encounter any form of displeasure from the fans after wrecking with Earnhardt last week?
No.
I'm wondering, because I'm just wondering if drivers kind of expect a bit more scrutiny after they kind of tangle with the most popular driver in the sport.
Well, I mean, it, you know, certainly, you know, there's not much, you don't have much control over that. I think if you're racing for the win at the end of a race, or you just dump somebody, it's one thing. But, you know, what happened between Junior and I was, you know, that was an accident. And, I mean, I certainly don't blame myself on that. So, I don't know. I haven't worried about that.
Thank you.
Hmm?
We'll now go to Tanya Ganguly with Orlando Sentinel.
Getting frustrated that you haven't been able to get those finishes, and are you feeling pressure from the organization about, you know, improving and getting into the top five?
It's frustrating when you go to a race, and I'll give you Sonoma as an example, because that's a tiring racetrack and it's a long race. You know, when you race 99% of the race, and you know, you've put yourself in the position to run well, and then you lose it all with, you know, two or three laps to go, and it's something that's totally out of your control. I mean, that's frustrating, but that's part of racing, and you know, there's not a lot you can do about it. There's not really a place that you could have put yourself in that wouldn't have happened to you. So, you know, ultimately with racing, I think you have to focus on the things that are in your control, and if you do all those things correctly, sometimes you can't control the results of a race.
Are you concerned about your job at Roush Fenway?
No.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Anything further, Ms. Ganguly?
Nope.
We'll now move to Dwight Drum with Racetake.com.
Hi, Jamie. You mentioned luck. Are good results, is it mostly hard work meeting good luck, or are hard work avoiding bad luck?
Oh, I guess it takes a little bit of both. I mean, I think when you view people's seasons, you know, you look back and that guy will tell you. The problem is, I mean, with racing is that unless you're on our team, you don't, you know, if you look at the results, you're like, they didn't, you know, they finished 18th this week, or like this week they finished 40th. But if you've watched the whole race and you've been a part of the team, you understand, you know, what happened or why this happened or why that's where they finished. And I think, you know, if you're a fan of a certain driver or you're actually on that team, I think you understand it. If you're not and you haven't paid any attention, then I think it's easy sometimes to, you know, maybe not understand the whole story. But, I mean, certainly racing is about having some good luck and then not having any bad.
You mentioned fans understanding. Can you describe to a fan what driving on the edge like is? Certainly at the edge at Daytona, every race, even though what that requires, and is driving on the edge sort of an obsession for you?
Oh, I don't know. I mean, I think you've asked me this question before, and I couldn't answer it, so I don't know how to answer it.
Okay. I keep trying to get it.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All right. Thanks, Jamie. Good luck this week.
Thanks.
We'll now hear from John Roger with NASCAR Fridays.
Hey, Jamie, it's so great to be able to talk to you. You know, it's an honor to talk to you because you guys, your whole family actually from Joppa, Missouri, and our radio program here is from Missouri, and we've actually been in your area for quite a while. You actually used to race down at Lebanon I-44 while we had the show here, so it's very a big honor to talk to you.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. One of the questions I had for you was, you know, do you ever feel like you might get a chance when you get off of these one of these off weekends in NASCAR? Do you guys ever think you're going to come on back and join us here at the lake area or the one of our local tracks again?
Well, I mean, usually your off weekend you either go testing or someone has something already planned for you. So it's you know, it's hard. My family all lives in North Carolina now. They all live within 10 minutes of me. So it, you know, I don't have necessarily someone to go back to and see and to visit there. So I don't get back to Missouri very often. I mean, it's certainly somewhere that I'll always call home, but I don't really have a reason to go back there right now because my family all lives in North Carolina.
That's very understandable. Okay, well, then here's a better question for you. I know that your Roush Fenway teammate, Carl Edwards, is from Columbia, Missouri. Do you guys ever hang out anytime?
No, because Carl lives in Columbia still.
Ah, I see. Okay. And then, you know, going on with your team here, you guys have been racing pretty hard this year, trying to get back up to the top. And how has your team progressed since the start of the season?
Well, the car of tomorrow is certainly different challenges, and we're racing at a track that we've never been to. But, you know, for us, the start of the season was tough, even though even when we would get involved in a wreck, we weren't running very well. But really for the last 6 weeks, our cars have been just dramatically faster, and they've been able to make the adjustments, and I've been able to tell them, you know, what I think the car needs, and they've been able to make the right adjustments to it. And, I mean, that's what racing's all about is, you know, to be able to communicate and you say what the car is doing and have them able to give you the right adjustments. And the team has just done a really, really good job of that recently.
Well, that's fantastic. Is there any improvements or anything that you're looking to change towards the end of the year with the team to make it better or worse or whatever the case might be?
Well, I mean, just being able to, you know, finish that last, like, 2 or 3% of the races. I mean, we've run really well the last, you know, the last 4 weeks. We just, gosh, it comes down to 10 laps to go, and we just, you know, haven't been able to put it all together, and certainly some of that has been in our control and some of it hasn't, but you know, the hardest part of this is getting your cars fast, and they've been able to get my cars where they have good speed and where we're able to race.
That's fantastic. Thank you so much, Jamie. I really appreciate it. Like I said, it's been an honor to talk to you coming from the area that, well, I watched it grow up racing at Lebanon, so that was always a fun thing.
Okay, well, thanks for calling.
Hey, you have a great day.
Uh-huh.
We'll now hear from Robert Droege with BRD Broadcasting.
Hey, Jamie, try and explain to the people. It's so rough on you guys. You know, like with the weekend you had last weekend, what do you do to get that out of your mind? How do you take those unfortunate incidences to get it out of your mind? Now, we've been told, and I hope I'm right here, that you enjoy playing tennis. Would that do it?
Okay, I've only played tennis a couple of times, so someone might have told you a story there.
They said you hit the ball.
I like golf, though.
They said you hit the ball pretty good, though.
Well, that's good, I guess. I've only played tennis a couple of times, so.
Okay, how do you then get that something like that out of your mind? I mean, you got a big race coming up now, and people always wonder, geez, an unfortunate incident. You just don't brush it on the side.
Well, I think if you feel like you've made a huge mistake, then those are hard to, you know, to get out of your head or out of your mind. But, you know, in racing, sometimes things happen and you don't have control over them, and there's not really a lot you can do. So, you know, you can't, you can't worry about that. I mean, I don't worry about that. If it's something that I've messed up before in a race and it's worn me out, but you know, stuff like that happened this weekend, that's not really I couldn't help any of that, so I don't worry about much.
Well, listen, good luck this weekend. Hope you enjoy another big win.
Okay, thank you.
We will now hear from David Allen with RaceGear.com.
Hi, Jamie. Hope you're doing well. I was just curious. There was some talk this week about the testing rules in NASCAR changing and possibly going to wide-open testing, and I was wondering how you felt about it.
Well, if they do that, it will make every team have to test every week before the race. You know, you'll go there the 10 days before, whatever they allow, and test for a couple of days before the race. You couldn't afford to give that up. I can't believe that they would let that happen, but they might. And if they do, then you know, all the organizations will just have to start full-time test teams for each team, and you'll go and do your testing, and then go on to the racetrack the following day or two.
Thanks. Good luck this weekend.
Uh-huh.
We'll take our last question for Jamie McMurray today, and then we will be joined by Robin Brigg. We'll hear from Andrew Smith with Talladega Speedway.
Thanks. Jamie, this fall, Talladega is going to celebrate its 40th anniversary, and so we're asking drivers about memorable experiences that they had at Talladega. You made your first start here in the fall of 2002. Can you talk a little bit about that day and maybe any memorable experiences or emotions that you had from that day?
I remember being really nervous that weekend and, filling in for Sterling. And I'd never stayed in a motorhome before. It was like my first weekend to stay in a motorhome at the racetrack. And really nervous all weekend. And then in the race, we actually ran really well. It was ironic, but my first Cup start, that race ran green the entire time. And I don't know that I'd ever made a green flag pit stop before in the Busch Series up to that point, and all of a sudden the entire race we made green flag pit stops. So and then we ran out of gas a lap before the last pit stop or something like that, so we didn't finish very well, but gosh, the car ran really well that day, and I guess the green flag pit stops are the thing that I remember.
And Herb, that's all the questions we have. I'll turn it back to you.
All right. Well, Jamie McMurray, defending champion of this Saturday night's race at Daytona. Best of luck to you, pal.
Okay, thanks.